The previous Mishnah brought down two opinions as to who is classified as a mamzer. A mamzer is somebody who is born from certain illegal relations, and the halacha is that a mamzer is not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. A mamzer can only marry a woman who herself is a mamzeres, but he cannot marry a regular Jew. The question is, who is classified as a mamzer? So in the previous Mishnah, we saw two opinions. Rabbi Akiva holds that any illegal relation, regardless of how severe it is, a child born from such relations is a mamzer. Whereas the Chacham hold that it's only if the relations are punishable by kores, where one is, so to speak, cut off from Hashem. It could be he'll die early. A severe punishment which is delivered by Hashem, only such relations would lead to being a mamzer. This Mishnah is going to bring those two opinions again, as well as a third opinion. Ezo mamzer asks the Mishnah, what is considered to be a mamzer? And the truth is, the first one, which is Rabbi Akiva, is actually a slightly different version of Rabbi Akiva himself. Kol she'er bosor shehu b'lo yovoy. Any relative about whom the Torah says you cannot have relations with them. Of Rabbi Akiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So the truth is, the Rabbi Akiva of this Mishnah is a different version to Rabbi Akiva of the previous Mishnah. So it comes out we've actually got four opinions in a way, because there are two opinions as to what Rabbi Akiva said. According to the previous Mishnah, any illegal relations lead to being a mamzer. However, according to this Mishnah, it is only relations which are illegal due to them being related. Only such relations would lead to the child being a mamzer. So for example, if somebody were to remarry the woman who he divorced after she had married somebody else, and then that man died or divorced her. So according to the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva would hold that the child would be a mamzer. But according to this Mishnah, he wouldn't be a mamzer, since that prohibition has nothing to do with the fact that they are related. Alright, the second opinion is like the opinion of the Chachomim in the previous Mishnah. Shimon HaTimni says, Kol she'chayov nalav kois b'dei shomayim. Any relations which are punishable by kores, by the hands of Hashem. So for example, the arayas, such as somebody who has relations with their mother. That would be an example. And says the Mishnah, quite an unusual thing for the Mishnah to say, the halacha kedvarov. The halacha is like the words of Shimon HaTimni. Now there's a third opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol she'chayov nalav misas beistin. Any relations which one is liable to being killed by beistin, a child from such relations would be a mamzer. So Rabbi Yeshua is sort of the most lenient, because he says only the most severe type of relations would lead to the child being a mamzer. And Omer Ben Shimon Ben Azai said the following anecdote to support the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Matzosim gilas yechsim b'Yerushalayim. I found a scroll recording the lineage of people, who is the son of who is the descendant of who. I found such a scroll in Yerushalayim, the Chosuv Bo, and it was written in that scroll, Ish Poleini Mamzer Me'ishas Ish. So-and-so is a mamzer from being born from the wife of another man. Meaning somebody had relations with a woman who was married to somebody else, and the scroll was saying that is why he was a mamzer. And so we see that the scroll specifically said why he was a mamzer. And so we see that there is a requirement that it be relations which are punishable by the death penalty in order for the child to be a mamzer. And so that's the kind of Rabbi Yeshua that supports the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, since the punishment for having relations with an Ashes Ish is indeed a death penalty by Beis Din. Nevertheless, the Mishnah still said that the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni. It should be noted that the three different opinions for what makes a mamzer is learnt from Pesukim, which the Gemara goes through how exactly each opinion learns their ruling. Now, when it comes to all of the arayas, all of the women who one is forbidden to marry due to them being related to them, the prohibition remains forever. For example, needless to say, it is forbidden forever to marry one's mother, but even something like one's daughter-in-law. The entire reason why one is related to his daughter-in-law is because his son was married to her. So if one's son dies or divorces her, it is still forbidden to have relations or marry one's daughter-in-law. We see that the prohibition lasts forever once it has started, even if technically speaking she's not necessarily your daughter-in-law right now. However, there is one exception to this, and that is marrying one's wife's sister. Once one's wife has died, it's not enough that you not be married to her. For example, if you divorced her, that's not enough. However, the Torah does explicitly say that the prohibition only lasts as long as one's wife is still alive. And therefore, ishto shemesa, if one's wife dies, mutar b'achaisa, it is permitted for one to have relations and marry her sister. Gersha, if he divorced his wife, then that's not enough. It has to be only after v'mesa. Only if she then died after being divorced, mutar b'achaisa, only then is he permitted to marry her sister. Nisis la'acher. What happens if, after he divorced his wife married somebody else? It's also not enough to permit her sister. Only v'mesa, only once she dies, mutar b'achaisa, is he allowed to marry her sister. Yevim toy shemesa, if once Shemeres Yovam dies, mutar b'achaisa, he is permitted to marry her sister. And chalatz l'v'mesa, if he does chalitza with her, and then she dies, mutar b'achaisa, then he is permitted to marry her sister. But in the last two cases, before she dies, there is a prohibition midrabanan to marry either achis zukukosai, or the sister of his chalutza, achis chalutzosai. And since that entire prohibition of Rabbanon is based on the prohibition of Midoraisa of marrying one's wife's sister, so the same rules apply that once one's wife has died, it is then permitted to marry her.